This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Last month, Pope Francis caused an outcry on a South American trip when he strongly defended a Chilean bishop against allegations that the bishop had covered up clergy sexual abuse. Chilean abuse survivors said that years ago, Bishop Juan Barros witnessed many instances of sexual abuse by another Chilean priest, Father Fernando Caradima. Francis called the survivors' accusations calumny. He told reporters last month, "There is not one shred of proof against Bishop Barros. You, in all goodwill, tell me that there are victims, but I haven't seen any because they haven't come forward," end quote. Well, it turns out victims did come forward. And in 2015, evidence was handed directly to Pope Francis by Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley. First reported by the Associated Press yesterday, in April 2015, four members of the Vatican's now-defunct Commission for the Protection of Minors met with O'Malley in Rome. O'Malley was the head of the commission, and the group met at the Casa Santa Marta, where the Pope lives. The four members handed O'Malley a letter from a Chilean sexual abuse survivor. Juan Carlos Cruz's letter pleaded to the Pope, quote, "Holy Father, it's bad enough that we suffered such tremendous pain and anguish from the sexual and psychological abuse, but the terrible mistreatment we received from our pastors is almost worse," end quote. O'Malley took the letter and promised to deliver it to Francis. Again, this is in 2015, almost 3 years before Francis claimed last month that there was no proof against the Chilean bishop. Well, there's a photograph of the group handing O'Malley the letter. You can see it at radioboston.org. And joining us now is the woman who delivered it, Marie Collins. She's a former member of the Vatican's Commission for the Protection of Children, and she's with us via Skype from Dublin. Welcome.
Hello, Meghna.
Well, what did the cardinal say when you gave him the letter?
He received the letter. We explained who it was from because we had gone with the intention of discussing the appointment of Bishop Barros and our concerns about it. Cardinal O'Malley said he would hand it to the Pope, and he told us later that he had done so and that he had discussed the concerns with the Pope himself.
So the cardinal knew what the contents of the letter was and who it was from?
He wouldn't have known the detail at that point because the letter was sealed.
Okay.
And it was for the Holy Father, but I can tell you that it is the letter that has been published.
Mm.
It was in Spanish. It was 8 pages long, and that is the letter. Obviously, we discussed the whole issue with Cardinal O'Malley because although four of us were on the commission, we were not there representing the commission because the commission itself cannot intervene in individual cases, and it might have been seen that way. Mm. So we were there basically as four individuals who were just very concerned that someone was being appointed a bishop who, it would appear, had not good judgment about what was abuse, what
right.
was not abuse, and what should be stopped.
So Cardinal O'Malley later told you that not only did he personally handed the letter to the Pope, but that they discussed it? I mean, did he tell you what they discussed?
No, simply that he had discussed the concerns that we had brought to him. So he was meeting the Pope within the next, maybe the next day or within a couple of days. That's why he was in Rome. So he would have been meeting the Pope personally.
What was your reaction then when you heard that just last month, following his visit to South America, that Pope Francis on the plane home, when asked by this Associated Press reporter, said, "You, in all goodwill, tell me that there are victims, but I haven't seen any because they haven't come forward"?
I've got to say I was very shocked. I didn't understand. I didn't know. I was quite mystified why the Holy Father would say that. I was quite shocked because obviously I was aware that this letter had been given to him. And I felt there was no way he couldn't know about these survivors. Not only that, but at least three of these men have given testimony publicly. Mm. So this is nothing new. It's not suddenly come out of the blue. These survivors have been speaking about this for years.
Now, you told the AP that this was the only time, as far as you know, that members of the commission tried to speak to the Pope or give the Pope information about a specific case. Why this case?
Well, in this case, it was to do with the protection of children. It was to do with somebody being appointed a bishop whose judgment was suspect, that someone was being appointed who may have seen abuse, not recognized it as abuse, and so being responsible for the protection of children in his diocese. may not recognize abuse as abuse, and therefore the children would not be protected as they should be. And that's the main reason that we went to speak.
Right. And this is possibly the most important and searing part of the letter, right? Because Juan Carlos Cruz writes to the Pope that Barros was in the room directly, he says, directly witnessing some of the abuse. I mean, an English translation here, Cruz writes to the Pope that, quote, more difficult and tough was when we were in Karadima's room and Juan Barros would watch when Karadima would touch us and abuse us. Juan Barros was a witness to all of this innumerable times, not just with me, but with others as well. I mean, presuming the Pope read this letter, it's hard to understand why later on, again, just last month, Pope Francis insisted that Barros is innocent and that there was no evidence against him.
This is what is so hard to understand.
So just last week, the Vatican announced that it's sending its most respected sex crimes investigator to Chile to take testimony from Juan Carlos Cruz and others about Bishop Barros. I mean, this happened just last week. Do you think that this is evidence that Pope Francis has realized that maybe he's made a mistake?
Yes, I believe it is, but I believe it's very belated. I think this has been an issue for 3 years, not just with the survivors, but with priests and people in that diocese. And they haven't been heard and they haven't been listened to. You know, if you have Chilean cardinals who are very negative towards the survivors and don't want them believed because they think it'll damage the Chilean church, it is probable that they may have been speaking to the Pope and he may have taken their advice. I have no idea. I have no idea, and I don't claim to know.
Well, you know, there's this Vatican statement about, you know, the fact that the Vatican has decided to send Bishop Scicluna, as you said, the church's respected sex crimes expert to Chile. The statement says that he's going to listen to those who have expressed the desire to provide elements about the case of Bishop Barros. The Vatican says new information has emerged. I mean, is it new information or is it this report from the Associated Press?
I do not know what new information could arise.
Now, if I may go back just for a second, this photograph of you handing the letter to Cardinal Sean O'Malley, why was the picture taken?
It was my idea at the time. It was simply that I had got this letter from Juan Carlos and I had said we'd pass it on to Cardinal O'Malley while we're there and ask him to give it to the Pope. And I just thought at the time, we get a picture of this so I can send it back and he'll know that his letter is going to the Pope and we have handed it over.
And when Juan Carlos received the picture and he knew that you had given his letter to O'Malley, I mean, what did he tell you then?
Well, he was pleased to know that his letter would get through to the Pope. He was positive and pleased and thought that there would be some chance that survivors would be heard. Unfortunately, as I heard from him later, there had been no response from the Pope, and he was very disappointed.
Now, Marie, about the lack of response, I mean, it's maybe ironic isn't the word, but it seems rather tragic for so many reasons, not the least of which is when you resigned from the Commission for the Protection of Minors in 2017, one of the reasons why you resigned is that the Vatican was failing to comply with a basic recommendation the Commission had put forward that all correspondence from victims and survivors should receive a response.
That was a recommendation that the Pope himself had backed. He gave an instruction to the various departments that they should respond to survivors. So it is... It is extraordinary that then in this case where he received something himself from a survivor, he did not respond. That hadn't passed me by. It is very ironic and it is, but it is sad.
Well, we should say that you are a survivor of clergy sexual abuse yourself. And when you resigned from the commission in 2017, you said, I find it impossible to listen to public statements about the deep concern in the church for the care of those whose lives have been blighted by abuse, yet to watch privately as a congregation in the Vatican refuses to even acknowledge their letters. Do you still feel the same way?
I do feel the same way, and I'm very sad to see the same thing happening with the Holy Father in that he has said all the right things and he has expressed all the right views on abuse and the harm and the hurt. But in this case, at least, it would seem his actions have not matched the words. And that is sad.
Now, we, of course, have requested a comment or a statement from the Boston Archdiocese and Cardinal Sean O'Malley. They are referring all requests to the Vatican. I wonder, is there any possibility, Marie, that in the past several days, have you spoken or had any contact with Cardinal O'Malley?
No, none whatsoever. No, I think there's very little Cardinal O'Malley can say. He has done, as far as I am concerned anyway, I think he has done all the right things. He made every effort he could. And I don't think Cardinal O'Malley can do any more. I mean, he put out that statement after the Pope said what he did on the plane. Cardinal O'Malley made a statement which was very strong, pointing out pain to the survivors. It really is that if explanations are needed now, they must come from the Vatican.
And to your point about the what Cardinal O'Malley said after the Pope had made his comments in Chile about not having evidence against Barros, Cardinal O'Malley said, "Words that convey the message, if you cannot prove your claims, then you will not be believed. Abandon those who have suffered reprehensible criminal violations of their human dignity."
That's the shocking part of it, because if someone has been violated and abused and they want to go and report it, seeing those words, they would think, how am I going to prove this? You know, they won't believe me. And that is dreadful, because we have been trying so much to empower victims to come forward and telling them they will be believed. And the church has been putting out this message that you will be believed. And then, you know, the highest churchman that we have is saying he doesn't believe without evidence and without proof. And it's hugely damaging, and it's a huge step backwards.
Marie, has Pope Francis lost his credibility to lead the church through this crisis?
It's not for me to say. I mean, all I can say is that people who had a lot of hope in this particular pope, and I'm talking about just ordinary Catholics that I know in my own parish, would find it very difficult now and cannot understand and cannot believe that this particular pope has said the things he has said in the last few weeks. And it has definitely undermined credibility, trust, and hope.
Well, Marie Collins is a former member of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors. She resigned from the commission in the spring of 2017. In April 2015, she hand-delivered a letter from Juan Carlos Cruz. He's a survivor of clergy sex abuse in Chile. She gave that letter to Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who then gave it to Pope Francis. Marie, thank you so very much for speaking with us.
Not at all. Thank you.
And again, we've got a photograph of Marie handing that letter to Cardinal O'Malley. We've also got links to the AP's original reporting on this story and to Juan Carlos Cruz's letter that was given to the Pope. That's all at radioboston.org. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.